This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another Bald Move Pulp production. Tonight we're going to be talking about Avatar: The Way of Water. It's the long-awaited, question mark, James Cameron follow-up to his original record-breaking, eye-smashing visual spectacle about life on the moon of Pandora and our thirst for unobtainium. Again, this is a sequel that no one has really asked for, no one necessarily wanted. People were lining up, taking shots at James Cameron, doubting the man, saying that he forgot how to make money. I guess what I want to know, Jim, did James Cameron shit the money bed with Avatar 2?
I think the jury's out on that. I'm not sure that we have an answer yet because, I mean, this...
What does your heart tell you? If you hook your tail up to the spirit tree, Jim, what does Awe say to you?
It says no, he didn't shit the money bed, but it's not going to be the massive success that Avatar 1 was. It's not going to break all box office records. It's not going to become a cultural phenomenon again. It's simply going to be an extraordinary looking film that is exactly what people who are fans of Avatar expect. And that's fine. That's fine.
I really liked it. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I thought I was expecting not to like it because, you know, I heard Dave Chin last week. I think got to see an advanced screening and I listened to a spoiler free review and he was saying it's literally just Avatar. They just remade Avatar again. Disagree. Well, sure. But that's stupid. That's like saying Empire Strikes Back is literally Star Wars or something. Like there are a lot.
The Force Awakens to A New Hope, essentially. They did. They've really just remade Avatar.
I mean,
with the wrinkles from Avatar 1 kind of, you know, carrying over to this.
I guess I think the insertion of the family dynamic added a lot to the film and it completely changed the way I don't know. I disagree with a lot of the advanced things that I heard about this. I get it that you do. But like, I think that, you know, a lot of people said, oh, these characters are the new characters are all dumb and the kids are all annoying. I didn't think so.
No.
I thought the kids were really good. And I thought the family dynamic, this felt like, honestly, this really gave me a lot of the same feelings of watching The Incredibles did. You know, there's the dad that's just trying to protect his family. There's the kids that are trying to kind of like prove themselves and, you know, impress their parents and live up to their story, you know, their great history and all that kind of stuff. And them kind of coming together, you know, to do battle with the bad guys. I was surprised at some of the things that they pulled in this film. And like, first, I was kind of surprised in kind of a negative way. And I'm like, you know what, this is... They're actually pulling this off. There's really only one thing that I'm kind of unsure about. I mean, there's a lot of criticism is like this is essentially just copy and pasting issues from our real world into. But like, yeah, that's what the first one did. And I just the other thing is this movie is just so fucking beautiful to look at.
Yeah, no, I think it's the best looking film ever made. I mean, it looks better than Avatar 1, which was already clearing that bar 10 years ago, and this is now clearing it again. I mean, I look at anything that has been done in like an Avengers movie where hundreds of millions of dollars have been spent, and I look at this and I go, this thing's going to look great 20 years from now. Those other movies might look a little clunky.
Yeah, like honestly, that's a good comparison. This movie makes your average beautiful Marvel film look like a muddy DC film.
Yeah.
Everything is just so clear. It's so
and it's
bright.
About the animation, too, it just all feels real. It feels natural. There's nothing that feels like, oh, somebody did that on a computer.
There are long stretches of this film where I forget I'm watching just wireframe blue people. Like, they are just real. And like people have always said that. People said that about like Gollum. People have said that about different digital characters. But like these are like real fucking actors, man.
Mm-hmm.
And they're crying and they're laughing and they're screaming and they're dying. And I got gripped up by it a couple times. I really like
the 3D. Just we saw it in 3D, and I feel like it just kind of melts away after a while, and you just feel like you're in that world. And it does service the movie pretty well, because Avatar might be the one movie I can like look at and say, well, that demands you to feel like you were in that world. And yeah, the 3D helps a lot there,
especially it being water. I mean, it's really makes use of the medium. They really make use of the environment and that kind of like weightless floaty. Mm-hmm. Seeing everything coming out, and it was seamless. Where are you on the variable frame rate stuff?
I didn't notice.
Okay, well that's
weird.
Good. That's
what,
good.
What are you talking about?
This is something that I noticed that David said in his review, where he was saying every time they shift from like the, you know, you can see it shift from like the 24 frames per second, which I don't know what percentage of the movie is, and then it shifts to the like 60 frame. High frame rate stuff that it like just pulled him out of the film. Like, you know, he just saw like the seams of it. And I noticed that for the first 10 or 15 minutes. And I thought kind of the same way I noticed the 3D clunky. And I try to sit in the middle on a 3D film because I feel like that's going to optimize the effect. This is a packed house. I couldn't do that. I was sitting at the very back of the very top at an extreme side of the theater. And when you first did the theater, there's a little uncanny valley thing with the 3D for like the first 5 or 10 minutes. And then my eyes just kind of relax and I forgot about it. It's the same way with the variable frame rate that I really didn't notice after the first time it popped back in and out. I really didn't notice that it was doing that. I just noticed everything was extremely clear. There was no motion blur, no matter how fast things were moving. It didn't trigger that kind of soap opera effect or video game cutscene effect that I was worried about. And I did that because like me and Jack were talking, he leaned over. He's like, this looks just like a cutscene in a video game.
Except way like, better than any cutscene you've ever seen.
But once you adjust it at 60 frames, and in a way, like, because like this was also in The Hobbit and I thought it looked like shit. But James fucking Cameron, the guy knows how to make things look good. The guy knows how to make special effects just look so utterly convincing.
He knows how to use the technology correctly. I don't know. A lot like his worlds that he's creating, I never feel like he's showing off. Like he's so proud of a thing that he wants us to notice it. And so he shoves it in your face. That never happens with Cameron. And it comes down to even the world he's created. These like slap bracelet things in the movie, and I won't spoil anything about it, but slap bracelets are just kind of a thing in the movie, and they're like a cool piece of tech that I feel like most movies would sit down and explain to you.
Sure.
Cameron just throws it on screen and lets you go, oh, that's neat, and move on.
Yeah
And he does that with his tech too.
The other thing I was worried about is like, okay, so humans are going to come back some 10 years later and they're going to come in force, or they'll be coming in with a whole bunch of new sophisticated mechs and stuff. There's no freaking way these blue people are going to be able to fight them back with their bows and arrows and stuff. I got to say, I had no point when I was watching this movie that I think, oh, there's no fucking way. I mean, it seemed like a very tough battle, but... I never thought like, oh, this is horseshit what they're doing.
Sure. And it's act one of what's clearly going to be a much larger thing in the next sequels that are already shooting /shot/ in post-production. I will say the main threat is not gone by the end of this one. There's still more.
Yeah. I wonder where they're going to go with this. Are they going to go to like the way of sand, the way of mountain, the way of snow, like they go to the polar cap of Pandora?
I think they're sticking with this. James Cameron realized in this movie that he was like, you know, I fucked up with Avatar 1. I made a movie about the sky and the forest. What I really wanted to do is make a movie about the underwater. I mean, what was I thinking?
I think he was thinking more of like, I shot my wad. I did air and land. Oh, fuck. I used up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of medium suspecting that we are going to meet an Inuit tribe of Avatar people. We're going to meet a desert tribe of Avatar people, and that the war is going to be brought to every one of the types of Navi, and they're going to unite as a whole planet to throw off the demon people, aka us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just thought, yeah. I don't know, maybe it's because, you know, I'm a dad and all that, but I just thought the family dynamics, the brothers, the family trying to integrate into the new tribe, the middle son that was just seemed like a giant fuck up. He's the Jake son. The older son was the, I can't remember his wife's name.
Yeah, I don't remember any names.
Neri? Natiri, sure. Yeah. I just had to put those two together. The older son is like, I got a kick out of that. I like some of the mysteries that they're hinting at. There's some, I don't want to spoil it. I guess I don't want to spoil it.
I want to talk about the ways in which it is identical to Avatar, but I would have to go into spoilers for that. So we'll do that after the trailer talk and stuff. But I never really said what I thought about it. I like the movie. I enjoyed it. It doesn't feel like a 3 hour and 12 minute movie.
It sure does.
It has good pacing to it. Like I said, Cameron wants you to be immersed in his worlds, and it is very effective. I just kind of enjoy spending time in this new culture, in this strange world, and learning things about these people and their environment and their beliefs. It's kind of cool that way, and very few movies give you that immersive of an experience that way.
I'm glad you talked about the length, because when I saw it was a 3 hour 15 minute film, I'm like, Jesus, dude, I don't know. Because like, I didn't think the first Avatar felt long, but you're adding another 30, almost 40 minutes to this thing. And I was just really worried that it would drag, but it really doesn't. I found it compulsively watchable. And to the fact, like, I wasn't even aware that, like, of the, like, the act structure. I was just, you know, it's like, I a couple points I wondered, like, where are we at the movie, in the movie? Because, like, I'm not, but I'm like, you know, I don't care, because it's really cool seeing this boy hang out with his whale. Or it's really cool seeing this, you know, particular rite of passage. Or it's really cool seeing this tradition or spiritual practice of these people. Yeah, it's like I said, this thing's at 80. It started off like 2 days ago, like 86% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's dipped to 80. I don't know if it's going to go much lower. The people that hate it, if you hate the movie, it's because you kind of maybe weren't sold on the first Avatar. And this is just, you know, I think it stands on its own and it's a valuable contribution, but it's a lot of Avatar.
Yeah, it's more Avatar, and if you don't want to spend 3 hours plus of your life watching more Avatar, and you're a film critic and you're forced to talk about this, then yeah, I could see where you would come away feeling negatively. But come on, there's nothing really not to like about this movie except perhaps its similarity to the original.
I was looking at these professional critics, the ones that are really complaining about it, and they're talking about how thin the characters are and how kind of, and I'm like, do you think there's some kind of face blind effect that affect, like, if you got the 3D shit on and you're trying to understand what these blue cat monkey, sea monkey people are doing, that it's just like you just can't get into it? Because like, I just can't imagine not caring about the Sully family.
Right. I feel like this movie is like constructed in a lab, in Cameron's lab, to wring emotion out of you. And it's effective in that way. And the family dynamic, the characters are a big part of that. So,
yeah,
I don't know what they're talking about.
The new tribes, I don't know that they fleshed everyone out, but I thought the new chief, wife. Did you realize who that was?
No.
Cliff Curtis, who was the uncle in Once Were Warriors. He's the dad in the first season of Fear the Walking Dead. And Kate Winslet.
Really?
Is the chiefess. Their eldest daughter, I thought she was kind of, but everybody else is okay. If you want to say everybody else is kind of thin, and I you know what, I was kind of even unsure about the whole spider situation. I'm like, I really don't know about this fucking Tarzan kid running around in the middle of this movie, but it kind of won me over by the end of the film. Yeah, I don't think anything this film tried set out to do, I thought that it failed. I thought it was, even though this is, I can't even talk about it until it explodes. Even though this is a thinly reshuffled pastiche of things that we struggled with on this planet in the, you know, 18th and 19th century, still are still recovering from the scars of, it still worked. Yeah, it still works. I am actually eager. I'm eager for another Avatar. I want to see, because I don't know what I got some ideas. We'll probably talk about in spoilers, but I really don't know what the thesis is going to be. You know?
Yeah, I don't know what was going on in your side of the theater, but on my side of the theater, there were quite a few blank, empty seats. Like the couple next to us were empty. The couple in front of us were empty. A few rows down was kind of empty. I was kind of shocked that there weren't more people at this thing, that it wasn't a truly packed house. Like,
yeah, I guess out. I am shocked at that because my side was pretty packed.
And we're talking a 7:20 p.m. primetime showing opening night.
The real open. It's a Thursday night, though. I don't know what the Friday
in
night crowd is going
to
be.
Well, it's like one of only three showings today. In 3D at this
in the
theater,
big theater
so.
In the big I do wonder if this is going to, I'm kind of suspect you're right that it won't set records, but then again, what's it going to be competing with over the next two or three? Because that's what the old Avatar just kept on hanging around and like, what are we going to see in January? It's fucking January. You know what? I kind of want to feel like it's what it's like to be on a warm reef. On a blue sea with a giant Jupiter that's solar eclipsing all the time, and you got the nighttime and everything comes out and it's all fucking glow in the dark plankton. Like, yeah, let's go see that. And I could see I kind of want to go see this at the Indiana State Museum's giant IMAX screen, because I did that for the first Avatar and it was something fucking else, man.
Yeah, I'd go on a day trip on a break if you want to make that happen.
I might do that. I'm going back to Indiana at least once anyway, so why not?
And Marvel doesn't have a movie coming out until what, February? Is that right? With
Is that coming out in February? Okay.
I want to say that's what the trailer said. I can't remember. I've seen that trailer so many times I tuned it out, but yeah, you might be right. This thing might stick around long enough. Apparently it has to. Cameron was out there saying, "Oh yeah, we got to make $2 million or $2 billion just to break even." So
that's insane. He shouldn't have done that. But I also wonder how much
he probably means
bullshit.
And he probably means like this movie and the next one,
right?
Is my guess.
Like, yeah, if they make $1 billion on each of these films, I think they surely will be happy. But who knows?
And they will worldwide. I mean, come on.
Yeah, because I do see this. The other thing about the first Avatar movies, it did play well around the world. It's pretty universal, pretty universal story, minimal dialogue. Yep. Speaking made up languages anyway, although I thought it was a really clever how they hunt for Red October that like in the first 2 minutes. Jake's literally Jake's literally sitting on a stump watching his kids play. He's like, I'm so good at speaking Na'vi, they might as well be speaking English. And as he says this, the kids just snap from Na'vi to English. And they're calling each other buttholes and all.
Right.
I'm robbed of knowing what the Na'vi word for butthole is, but
I'd say if you like Avatar, it's definitely worth your while. Go see it.
I'm super curious to see what this does, though, because there is a counter tide of this is a movie that no one asked for, not particularly well written and executed, and my God, there's four more of them to go, and who the hell cares? And I do wonder if I'm going to remain this enthusiastic about the entire series. I just don't know. I don't know. But I like this one.
Yeah, we'll see. See how whether the next one tries to roll back all the old themes and the template for the first two. Because if that happens, I'm going to start to get bored.
Yeah.
I want to see something more creative. Then just like, here's the template. And maybe we could talk about the template here in a bit. We'll be right back with more Bald Move after this brief pause.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now, back with more Bald Move.
Okay, well, do you have anything else you want to talk about, or should we get to the trailer talk?
Yeah, let's do trailers.
Did I miss a trailer before Transformers Beast Wars, or whatever the fuck they're calling it?
Yeah, the new Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse trailer.
Oh,
that was new to me.
Oh, fuck. I can't believe I missed that. Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I don't know why this is opening night. They didn't have their like special line for the advanced, you know, like you just scan your phone. I had to wait in line at the plebs and there was a ton of people out there.
Damn.
So I was like, I got, and plus I had to stop by. I had to use the boys' room because no fucking way.
Shameful.
Am I going to roll in at a 3-hour, 15 minutes movie and not do that? But how was it? Did it look hot?
Oh, yeah. You got Miles Morales and Spider-Gwen kind of doing their thing. And it looks like when they go to the Spider-Verse, it's going to be wild. Like, you thought there were a lot of Spider-Men in Into the Spider-Verse. Across the Spider-Verse, just 100 times that. I don't know.
I mean, the first Spider-Verse already outperformed, like, doubled the Spider-Men that we had in the live action. But that's the thing. It's like, I remember the Spider-Verse really kicking the door open on the Marvel Universe and showing what it could do. And then the live action stuff has been fucking around with portals and timelines and stuff like that. And I wondered if this would have the juice for it, but it sounds like it does.
I think so. Yeah. I think it's going to be real good.
Do you know, did they have a date on that?
I want to say March. I'm not certain of that though.
Cool. Yes. Good. Pump that shit into my veins. Transformers Beast Wars. This is the one you've been waiting for. This is the one where Optimus Prime is a gorilla, and they got the Autobot girl motorcycle. Y'all, you perverts, want to fuck? And it's a big thing. I don't care. These movies are shit. I'm never gonna watch them.
These I'm gonna have to hear. Fucking Oscar buzz. I'm gonna have to hear
Godfather 2 of Star Wars or of Transformers. Right.
They lost me on the second movie. The second movie is complete dog shit.
The first movie's dog shit. What are you talking about?
First movie's fun. It was before we realized that they were gonna run this shit into the ground.
That's
and
true.
That the animation was just gonna be the thing that Transformers had. Like, we're just gonna make these things fucking animate like you've never seen. Yeah.
I think Michael Bay used to be better at making films. Like, The Rock is a great action film. It's a great action film.
He got lazy? Did he get lazy? Like, CG came out and he was like, you know what? I don't have to do anything anymore. I can just pay animators to do it.
The Transformers movies work hard, but it's the epitome of working harder, not smarter.
Yeah.
Because they're the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen. So they have to work hard. Like, all 1,000 pieces of shit on Optimus Prime's faces have to be vibrating in every frame. And Michael Bay is flogging those animators because that movie's, you're breaking a sweat watching it. No thank you. Nope. Creed 3. New trailer, hadn't seen this, and guess what? I don't need to see the movie anymore because I saw the whole fucking movie in this trailer. The whole fucking movie. Every beat.
He wins.
Probably by having no defense and just trading haymaker after haymaker for 10 rounds until the Rocky music kicks in. And fuck this trailer. This movie looks amazing, but I've seen it. I just saw it in a 2-minute, 30-second format.
Now, I felt that way about the first trailer, but I'm no less excited to see it. It's going to be, it's going to kick ass for
sure.
The
hook is so good. Like, right. It's so good. Yeah, I'm really excited to see it. And it's coming out really soon, too. Is it not?
I think so. No, I think it's 3/3/23. That's the date on that one.
That's still pretty soon. Yeah, March 3rd. Okay. So I'm not going to have to wait very long on that.
It's a while.
What did you think? Have we talked about this John Wick trailer yet?
Chapter 4? I think so.
I thought so, too. I'm still excited to see it.
Uh-huh.
March 24th. Yeah. Oh, man, we're going to have a killer spring, dude.
March is going to be insane. Like, the end of February through March is going to be crazy.
Going to be crazy with first-run movies. That'll be fun. Okay, I finally saw the Super Mario trailer.
The second one. Fine. This is the new one.
Yeah, it looks fine. I think Chris Pratt is doing a good job as Mario, from what I can tell. I am not super interested in seeing it in the theater, but I do want to see it. It does look like it'll be a laugh. And they're really using they're really using every part of the Mario. They got the brawl. They got the cart. Shit, man, Luigi, I might have seen him with a ghost vacuum on his back at one point. They're really,
maybe,
really. Dr. Mario, do you think he'll prescribe medication at some point? They're really going to just go for every little
bit.
Did
we see any Yoshis? I can't remember if we saw any Yoshis in there.
I don't know,
but you're right. I'm a little, it's all the Mario,
using every beat piece. And then I'm certain we've talked about Indiana Jones Dial for Dollars.
Dial of Destiny, I think so. Yes. Somewhere, if not here in a first run podcast, then we definitely talked about it when we reviewed recently Indiana Jones movie.
Yeah, that'll be out sometime. This trailer did a very good job of getting me excited to see it. It's exactly the kind of nostalgic old man indie trying to get up for one more adventure. The de-aging technology is pretty astonishing. Like, it really does look like they shot some of these scenes in 1985 with a 35-year-old Harrison Ford. I'm cautiously optimistic that this isn't going to be a Kingdom Skull.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm optimistic too. I think as long as Fleabag, I forget her name. Shit.
Oh, Phoebe Waller-Bridge's. Phoebe Bridges Waller.
It's a hard name to memorize. It is. As long as she doesn't go.
Any
off
one of
the
those names could be middle names.
I think we'll be okay as long as she doesn't Shia LaBeouf herself.
But you know what? I came away watching Kingdom Skull thinking the Shia LaBeouf didn't really Shia LaBeouf that.
Yeah, but he's since tarnished the reputation by being crazy. I hope she doesn't do that.
Don't go around assaulting your boyfriends and doing weird performance sexual art with teenagers and stuff. That will do it for the trailer talk. Yeah, I think everything else we'd already seen and talked about a couple of times. Which means this is where the bus stop ends. If you are not a paid club subscriber, if you want to get access to all the premium content the Bald Move includes or produces, including ad-free feeds and these spoiler-filled review sessions of the first-run movies, you want to be a supporter. Support.baldmove.com is where you get your ticket for that. Hopefully, you'll head over there. If not, we will see you on the next one. I don't know what that is. We haven't quite figured out our January, February, March. Looks like there's tons of stuff that we're going to be watching. There's a lot of stuff coming out next year I am excited for. Support.baldmove.com if you want to hear what we think about Avatar 2. All right, let's get into the spoiler section.